News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
More than 300 police personnel and frontline responders are to benefit from training to effectively recognize and respond to victims of rape, sexual harassment, and domestic violence. The sensitivity training falls under the Domestic, Sexual, and Gender-Based Violence Project, jointly funded by the British High Commission and the United States Embassy in Kingston. Valued at over £21,000, the project is being implemented by the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the non-governmental organization Women Incorporated. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the initiative is timely, as approximately 30% of homicides on the island stem from domestic violence. He notes that while women are the primary victims, a growing number of men also experience domestic violence.
It is our expectation that this project will further equip and empower our police personnel to be more effective in dealing with this type of crime and to apprehend and secure the conviction of those who are guilty of these offences.
Local farmers are set to benefit from a $29 million pilot project which will see more Jamaican produce being sold in three cities across the United States. The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, has partnered with the U.S.-based National Association of Christian Educators, NACE, to embark on the project, which will initially benefit 10 farmers in St. Anne for 1 year. President of the JAS, Norman Grant, says the initiative will provide ample opportunity for Jamaica's farmers to develop a marketing culture to provide high value and top quality farm produce.
One of the areas that we want to focus on going forward is a platform for marketing. This will be an opportunity that will create market for farmers.
Under a memorandum of understanding signed by the JAS and NACE Wednesday, the farmers will supply Nashville, Oklahoma City, and Detroit in the United States. Planting is expected to start on May 1 and export will get underway in June. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Orly Shaw, will table the estimates of expenditure in the House of Representatives on Thursday, April 14. The estimates will outline how much the government plans to spend to run the country for the 2016-17 fiscal year. The tabling of the estimates of expenditure will be preceded by the ceremonial opening of Parliament. During the ceremonial opening, Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen will deliver the throne speech outlining the government's priorities for the new fiscal year, which began on April 1. The estimates of expenditure will be reviewed by the Auditor General from April 14 to 28, and the Standing Finance Committee of the House will then meet from May 3 to 5 to consider the budget. The finance minister is scheduled to open the 2016-17 budget debate on May 12, where he will inform the nation how the budget for the fiscal year will be funded. And the Jamaica Customs Agency is reporting that it is better equipped to police attempts by customers to breach its system following the implementation of the Automated System for Customs Data, ASICUDA. Chief Information Officer at Customs, Andre Williams, says ASICUDA has allowed the agency to centralize over 21 databases dealing with customs operations. This has led to improved oversight from agency officials and better detection of customer breaches.
Just by centralizing this repository, we had 949 infractions being detected with a total amount being payable to customs. And we now have the centralized database, and we are now able to track. And if someone, for example, is a repeat offender, it speaks to different treatments in terms of penalties, etc.
ASICUDA has also been equipped to assist customers in inputting their commercial data, thereby reducing clerical errors. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory myself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.